Like to now move to the next presentation, which will be by Leslie Janatarasamy. And I would just like to know if everyone can see her slides. Are you able to see
them? I'm not actually seeing them.
You're not? Okay. Then if, Wendy, if you could please present her slides.
Sure.
Okay, great. And I'm going to turn it over to Leslie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie Janatarasamy. I am from USEPA's Climate Change Division, which is a sister division to NELIMS. And I'm here today just to give a brief introduction to tribal approaches to planning for and adapting to climate change. Because we want to spend most of our time hearing from Jeff on how the United Nations has approached adaptation, I purposely won't be going into much detail on the topics or concepts introduced, but I hope that these slides can be used as a reference for you to go back through after this webcast and follow some of the web links that I've provided and included for more information about any of the topics that interest you or that you have questions about. So starting off on the same page, when we talk about adaptation, we're defining it as preparing for the projected changes in climate. And for the next slide, every tribe will have unique needs and approaches to preparing for climate change. There can't be a one-size-fits-all planning process. I've listed five broad steps here, but they're just one example of an approach your tribal government could take. And the steps can vary depending on the resources and goals that each tribe has for their adaptation planning process. In the next slides, I'm going to briefly introduce each of the steps, but I first wanted to draw your attention to the two resources listed at the bottom of the slide where you can go for more information. And so on the right-hand slide is the Preparing for Climate Change guidebook that was written jointly by the Climate Impacts Group at University of Washington, the government of King County, Washington, and the nonprofit group ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. So although this guidebook is a few years old, it's still an excellent resource, and it provides a lot of detail on the individual steps of an adaptation planning process. It includes a few more than what I've listed here, but it's still a great resource. And then on the left is an adaptation plan template that ITEP uses in their training course for adaptation planning. And this is something that Anne-Marie spoke earlier about. And it's available upon request from Sue Watkins at ITEP, who's the climate program manager, and her email address is here on the slide. So ideally, everyone, you would have the benefit of taking one of ITEP's training courses on adaptation and then use the template, but even on its own, I think it's a helpful starting place for tribal governments thinking about writing an adaptation plan. So for the next slide, just starting off on this one example of an adaptation planning process, it's important to first get the support of your tribal council and leadership for doing this effort. Engaging the wider tribal community during the planning process is also key for getting people to understand why taking action is important and to help ensure the long-term success of the plan. One suggestion for building and maintaining support of tribal leadership and the community is to communicate the benefits of being proactive in preparing for climate change. So some key messages are that tribes are often on the front lines for impacts from climate change, in part because of their dependence on a specific geographic area for livelihoods, such as Anne-Marie talked about earlier. And that proactive planning and action can also have benefits today in terms of reducing costs in the long run, and then also to help address extremes in climate and weather that occur today but are also expected to become more likely in the future. The next slide, this step, now that you have support for moving forward for creating an adaptation plan, the next step is to identify and scope the types of climate change impacts that are projected to occur in your region of the country and to consider which of your programs and planning areas may be affected. So I've listed various examples taken from peer-reviewed scientific literature on how climate change may impact some example areas of health, economy and infrastructure, housing, and natural resources. And at the end of the slides here, I've included a lot of website links to many more sources of scientific information on climate change impacts. So the next slide, once you've identified these projected impacts that are relevant for your tribe, the next step would be to conduct vulnerability and risk assessments to figure out how susceptible your programs and planning areas are to any negative consequences of climate change. So I've listed some examples of questions to ask yourself, but there are other resources available that can specifically tell you how to go about conducting a vulnerability assessment and a risk assessment in the context of climate change. So the Preparing for Climate Change guidebook that I highlighted earlier is one of these resources, but I've also listed many more at the end of this presentation. And so I also wanted to mention that how comprehensive you are for this step of doing a vulnerability or risk assessment, this can and it will vary depending on the resources available in your tribe and how detailed your tribal leadership wants the plan to be and the goals for the plan. And then the final step involves, this is the next slide, identifying and setting goals and actions for how your tribe will prepare for climate change, and then writing these all down in a plan that that talks about how it will be implemented to achieve your goals. So implementing the plan not only involves just doing the work, but it also involves monitoring and measuring progress towards your preparedness goals, as well as regularly revisiting and modifying the plan as necessary as new science becomes available or as the priorities and needs of your tribe change. So the next few slides are sort of the more information. These are the links that I talked about earlier. I'm not going to read them out to you, but hopefully this can serve as a resource that you can refer back to. There are two slides here. And then finally, at the end is my contact information. If you have more questions or want to get in touch about any of this, I'd be happy to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Great, Leslie. Thank you for that excellent overview. What we'd like to do now is ask a poll question to get a sense of the tribal participants' level of experience or familiarity with climate change adaptation planning. And so once you see that poll question on the screen, if you could take a moment to answer that. And if we could see the results from that. Thank you. It looks like we have the same response that we did when we were talking about climate mitigation, which is considered taking steps but have not taken these steps due to lack of resources. And again, I hope that today's presentations are giving ideas on how other tribes have been able to implement their programs.